What is up, Golden Hawks? It's your favorite host, Gabe, with another episode of Lay Down Laurier, where chill vibes and cool tunes collide. It is episode 16, I do believe, which means we're four more episodes away from episode 20! 20! Isn't that so insane? Like, I'd say it's pretty insane. Like, the fact that, like, we're already almost 20 episodes in. Jesus, guys. That means you guys have spent 20 nights with me. 20 Thursday nights with me. Maybe not exactly 20. I feel like I've definitely, like played more than just 20. But you know what? It doesn't even freaking matter. It doesn't even freaking matter. Because I know you guys love me, and I know you guys miss me, but, like, every week. Because especially, like, last week, I didn't come in last week. I know you guys were missing me then. Because honestly, who couldn't miss me? Who wouldn't miss me? A lovely, handsome guy like me, you know? But anyways, enough about me. More about y'all. Welcome. If you're a new member, a new listener, howdy. I hope you guys are having a swell time, a swell night tonight. It is March 19th, which means we're, I want to try like 12 days away from April, which means this semester is already almost over, or this term or whatever. Guys, first year has gone by so fast, like so insanely fast. Like, I just was so shocked. Like, when I was 2 days ago, when I was walking, and like I realized how much work I had, I was like, oh my God, why the hell do I have so much work? And then I checked out like the calendar that they provide you on D2L, and it makes sense. We're almost like a month away. We're less than a month away from the end of like school, or I guess like the end of a first year for me at least. And it's just insane, guys. It's insane. I didn't know time was gonna go by this fast. And I've been having a great time, you know. I've loved it here. I love coming in, and I love playing good music for you guys, and I love going to school. I love going to classes. I love talking to people. I love meeting new people, which I've done a lot of, guys, so believe it or not, and I hope you guys have been doing a lot of that as well. If you're new, wait, did I say that already? If you're an old listener, welcome back, just in case I didn't say hi to you guys. Just in case, because I like to be thorough, okay? I like to make sure my fans are taken care of, you know? I like to know that you guys are being well-seen and represented, and therefore, you guys should add up Lay Down Laurier 25. And I say that again, Lay Down Laurier 25. For all your potential show needs, you know? If you want to be recommending songs, if you guys want to be tuning, like calling in, you know, you guys should definitely add up Lay Down Laurier 25. Lay Down Laurier 25. Just for those of you in the back who couldn't hear me the first time, you know, I know it's kind of hard to hear sometimes, and I can't blame you guys. Everybody has different, like, you know, like ear levels or hearing levels, and that's okay. Like, that, everyone's different, you know what I mean? We have a really, really nice lineup today, I'd say. Like, It's pretty interesting. I kind of love it today. We're going to have a good mix of music, my music. And you guys can't really say or do anything about that because you guys love me and you guys love my music. So anyways, what else is there? Oh, St. Paddy's Day. I heard St. Paddy's Day was a bust. I heard a lot of you guys were not having so much fun. And I know that there was a sniper walking around, not walking around, but on a, well, if he was walking around, why would he be a sniper? No, I heard there was a sniper on in King Street, guys. I don't know, or maybe not on King, but I know they're around. Maybe some of you guys can fact check this for me, because, like, I don't know, guys. I've been hearing some craziness. I don't know. I feel like it seems like kind of like I want to say a overreach, maybe like unnecessary. Like, guys, I don't know what happens or what has happened in St. Paddy's Day from like Laurier in the years past. But nothing that happened that night was warranting a sniper, like, whatsoever. And, yeah, that was definitely interesting. That was definitely a moment. And there was people walking around handing out Timbits and water. That was pretty sweet. I love that. That was yummy. It was good being able to walk around and just get a Timbit for free, for free. And then you'd end up bumping into them over and over and over again, and you get more Timbits and Timbits and Timbits, so that by the time the night is over, you're just not even hungry, because it's like, wow, I have all these Timbits in me. Personally, you guys, I'm a big fan of the birthday cake Timbits. Birthday cake Timbits are probably, like, the best Timbits. They're my favorite Timbits, and if you have any other favorite type of Timbit, you're wrong, objectively. Objectively incorrect. Why? Because I said so. And if you guys know me, you guys know my opinions are always the right ones. So you're welcome. It's good that you guys have a guide, you know? I feel like I'm being a little too harsh, you guys, actually. I take that back. You guys have your own opinions, and I'm really, really glad. And I'm really happy, because there's nothing better than having fans who have their own opinions, you know? Who aren't just neats and, like, leeching off yours. But yeah, like, you guys are a lovely group of people. So thank you so much. We're going to have some lovely music for you guys today. We're going to get started with a personal favorite of mine, one that I've been listening to a lot more recently. This is Voodoo Child, Slight Return by the one and only Jimi Hendrix. That was Voodoo Child, Slight Return by the one and only Jimi Hendrix. I am a very big Hendrix fan. Like, recently I've just been getting more and more into him, and I don't know why exactly. All I know is that I feel like he's one of those musicians that, like, just consistently deliver, you know? Like, I haven't listened to a Jimi Hendrix song and thought it was bad, you know? And I mean, I guess there's a level of glaze there, because it's like, well, like, it's Jimi Hendrix. So, like, obviously there's some sort of, like, oh, I'm not worthy from it. You know, like, there's obviously a sense of that. Like, Stairway. No Stairway. Denied. That's from what's the name of that movie? I forgot. Whatever. It's okay. Anyways, that was a reference. I made two references in a single second, but from the same movie. Yeah, whatever. That was Voodoo Child, Slight Return. Like, obviously, there's a level of, like, respect for him, and, like, as a musician, because, like he's, like, he's the fucking best, man. He is the guitarist. Like, he is, like, him, you know? But I feel like, just musically, like, he's so gifted, and, like, the way that he makes the guitar kind of speak is just spectacular. I don't know. I don't even know how he does it. Another really, really good musician, another really good, like, guitarist, I'd say, is, I'm gonna play him next, is, Van Halen. Eddie Van Halen? Bro, Eddie Wolfgang Van Halen. My bad, guys. I have to put some respect on his name, too, because, like, this guy's, he was locked in. Anyways, this is, Ain't Talking About Love. That was Ain't Talking About Love, but the one and only Eddie Van Halen. I love Van Halen. Okay, I don't love Van Halen. It's very dad rock, like very 80s dad rock. See, you have to really be in the mood for Van Halen, you know what I mean? You can't just listen to Van Halen, I feel like, at least. The intro to Ain't Talking About Love is just spectacular. It's very reminiscent of a Pantera song, Floods? I don't know. If my brother was here, he'd stone me to death. But like the beginning is very reminiscent, or I guess the ending of that one Pantera song is very reminiscent of Ain't Talking About Love, like the intro to Ain't Talking About Love. And I think it's one of the greatest, like, intros of all time. Like, I think one of the only, like, other songs that rival that intro is probably like Hearts, Was it? Hold on. Crazy on you. Heart's crazy on you. Like, that intro is just like, the buildup is just, it's just spectacular. And I love it. And I love it. And I hope you guys love it too. Anyways, next up, we got a really, really spectacular Spanish song that I heard really, really recently. I haven't heard, like, I didn't know about the song till just probably like 3-4 weeks ago. I don't even know when I put this in. But it's fire. And it kind of has like a groovy vibe, you know? It kind of brings back that groovy vibe that we got from Hendrix earlier. So next up, we got El Loco by Babasónicos. Okay. I just lost so much aura. Sorry, guys. Don't kill me. This is El Loco by Babasónicos. That was El Loco by Babasónicos. That song was really beautiful, and I really am a big fan of songs that have like overlapping like voices or like overlapping backtracks, like that song. It's very Beatles-esque, I will say, but I feel like it's a lot more like, well, obviously it's a lot more modern than the Beatles, but I feel like it still has that, like, it touches your soul the same way that the Beatles do. This next song I'm going to play is for a very special someone out there that I really hope is listening. It's made for you and you alone. And yeah, kept me waiting. Huh? This is Snake Eater by Cynthia Harrell. That was Snake Eater by Cynthia Harrell. Metal Gear. I really hope that one person is listening, and I really hope that he heard that song, because it ties in perfectly with this next song that I'm about to play. It's a banger. But guys, if you guys don't know about Metal Gear Solid, if you guys haven't played Metal Gear Solid, get on that ASAP. Don't call yourself a true fan if you ain't ever played that MGS5. Ooh, bars. Wait a minute, this guy just cooked. Anyways, talking about Snake Eater, talking about wars. What about War by War/No More Trouble by the lovely Bob Marley and the Wailers? That was War/No More Trouble, which is ironic because the last song, Snake Eater, is a game about, or not Snake Eater, but, Snake Eater. Like, that game is an anti-war game, and it's a really spectacular game, and Bob Marley is a really spectacular singer. So it really coincided properly, you know what I mean? As it should have, to be honest. I'm really glad it worked out well. This next song is a very special song. This next song got me into Spanish rock, apart from the numerous songs that my dad has played for me, the numerous of songs that my mom has played for me. Like, this song was the one that really, like, itched my brain. It grabbed it, it choked it, and made me want to, it turned me into an animal about Spanish rock. And, spectacular things. I'm about to share with you guys, like, a piece of my heart here, guys. I really hope you guys can appreciate it for what it is. But this is Tren al Sur by Los Prisioneros. That was Tren al Sur by Los Prisioneros. Los Prisioneros. My bad, guys. I'm sounding a little El Sabo today. I don't know. What a spectacular song. I don't know what instrument. I guess it's just like an electronic, like, meh, meh. gun and a keyboard, but it's really, really, really like that pattern is really like it kind of like massages my brain in a weird way. Like it's definitely one of those songs where you just kind of like when you play it and the people you know like it, like if they know it, it's like, oh, bro knows ball, bro might just know ball. And it's quite spectacular, I'd say. It's definitely like just type of thing, you know. Guys, we are 20 minutes away from the end of this show, and your host is really tired. I will not be lying to you guys. I will not lie and pretend as if I am not tired, because I am extremely tired, guys. I had a very, very, very busy day today. Your host did a lot of things. He was a busy man. He was a busy bee. And it was great. It was spectacular. I love going outside. I love breathing in the air. And I love seeing people. And I love doing things. And school's good. You know, school's school. Today's class was kind of useless. But that's okay. Because that's part of the school experience. You know, sometimes you're going to go to classes that are kind of boring, kind of disappointing. Not to be a buzzkill, I guess, but yeah, I don't know. Your host is very very tired. Might have to take a nap later, even though it's 10:42, and you should probably actually be going to bed. Could he have school tomorrow? He might. So if you guys see me on campus, please don't be afraid to say hi. I just wanted to interrupt a little bit and say that this Saturday, Radio Laurier will be hosting a very, very awesome, spectacular Battle of the Bands. You could say your host is quite spectacular. Or he is, but that's not what I meant to say. He's quite excited, is what I was trying to say. He's hyped, he's ready to go, and he's going to be there. So if you guys wanted to, you know, say hi to him, if you guys wanted to get a chance to know who it is you're listening to, how I think you guys should show up, you know, definitely should show up, you know. It's going to be $10 or pay what you can. And, you know, there's going to be two bands from here and two bands from Guelph and two bands from UW. So, honestly, I think you guys should get on that. But the doors open at 7, and I'm assuming that the show starts actually at 8. So it'll be pretty sick. It'll be pretty cool. Cool. I really hope to see you guys there. Anyways, this next song, kind of out of the blue, kind of a different take, a different like channel. But this is a song. This is actually this guy. I love this guy. And if you know me, or if you know anything about the music I listen to, you'll know that I love this guy. But yeah, I don't know. I don't play him on my show. I haven't played him on my show yet. But I love this guy. This is Lucky with Hush Kit. That was Lucky with Hush Kit. Skit. Hush Skit. Not Hush Kit. Hush Skit. I'm a very, very big Lucky guy. I was listening to him. I've been listening to him for 3 years now. And he's just smooth, you know. I also really like Kodak, but Lucky's probably my favorite rapper. Lil B is also pretty good, and so is West Side Gun, which are not, like, niche picks at all, but I don't know. I've also been really getting into Mac Miller recently because of one of my goodest friends, goodest boys of all time. His name is Ian, and he's been on the show. He might be coming back sometime soon. Hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But, like, Lucky is just, he kind of also, in a way that, like, the intro to Tren al Sur, they both rub, like, my brain. They both get into there, and they both massage it. And it feels nice. This is an after-class show, you know? It's after dark. After hours. So, yeah, I don't know. This is Lucky. That was Lucky. Hush Skit by Lucky. And next song we got is another really, really, really... another really, really, really good music or a good song is Lobo Hombre en París by La Unión. That was probably one of my, another one of those songs that are, speak really like a lot to me. My dad showed me this song and so did my mom actually. But it's another one of those songs that make up a piece of my heart. That was Lobo Hombre en París by La Unión. And yeah, I hope you guys liked it. It's kind of like what The Cure should be, I'd say. I feel like The Cure is really good goth music, but I feel like this is what they're supposed to sound like. I don't know. That's just my opinion. If you guys got any tips or any songs you guys want to play, text laydownlaurier25. That is the account for the show. And I hope you guys are having a nice time, a nice night, because it's almost the end of the show. 10 more minutes, you guys. 10 more minutes! But I got a good set of songs upcoming for you guys. I was going to play a really, really, really nice song, but I'm going to have to remove it because sadly I do not have the time for it and it's just too terrible. But if you guys have any songs for the next show you guys want to hear, make sure you guys text. Your show host is tired. He's sleepy and he wants to go to bed. Make sure to text laydownlaurier25. Laydownlaurier25, you guys. But yeah, next up we got a song by a semi-local band. I say semi-local because they're from Ontario. They're from Toronto. And I've played them once before, but they're honestly one of my, like, they're still, like, up and coming, I'd say. They're playing a bunch of shows, but, like, they don't have too much on streaming platforms from what I've noticed. But their newest song, was really, really nice, and I'm going to be playing it for you guys right now. This is Dry Eyes by Problem Dog. They're going to have a show next week, so I really hope you guys check that out. I'll give you guys more details after Dry Eyes, Problem Dog. That was Problem Dog, Dry Eyes by Problem Dog. I really, 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 really like this song. I really think you guys should check them out. They're really, really great. I feel like their lyrics are spectacular. Their other song isn't as serious or as... It's a lot funnier. It's a lot nicer. It's Goon by Problem Dog. I have yet to watch them live, but I will be next week, you guys, at... I forget the name of the location, actually. I'm kind of a chud. But it's for a good cause. It's a benefit concert. And I will be posting details on laydownlaurier25, the account. I'll post it on my story. And I'll give you guys the details so you guys can show up. You guys can donate food or pay what you can. Max 10, I think. I don't remember. But I do know that it's for a good cause, guys. But anyways, we're going to keep chugging, because we got probably like four more minutes. We could do it. Next song is a really, 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 I don't want to say really, really, really good, but it's just a good song. You know, it's a decent song. It's, I don't even know how to pronounce the name, so I'm not even going to try. It's in Russian, and it's a weird blend between folk and rock. It's like folk rock, but not really, like, I don't know, like electronic folk rock, I'd say. I don't know. It's like synth folk rock. I don't know. You guys tell me what you guys think about it. This is, I don't know how to say the name of the song, by Kino. That was Kino. That's the name of the band. I don't know the name of the song, but that was Kino. I hope you guys listen to it. It's probably his most popular song, so if you guys ever decide to check it out, go for it. You know, it's a really, really nice song. I know that the lyrics are pretty important if you guys like any punk music or any anti-resistance music. really, really, really good band for like Russian punk music, I guess. So it is actually 11:01, and sadly, you guys know what that means. It means that the show must wrap up. Today was a nice episode, I'd say. I'm here every Thursday from 10 to 11, and I hope you guys are having a great night, and I hope you guys continue having a great night. This next song has been in my mind for at least the last 2 weeks, and it's just pretty spectacular. But before I go, I must say, si hay Latinos escuchándome ahorita, que tengan un buen noche. Hello, hello. And yeah, good night, you guys. This is Farewell, Angelina by Joan Baez.
Farewell, Angelina, the bells of the crown are being stolen by bandits. I must follow the sound. The triangle.
Good night, Laurier.